Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Just ask you all to come to the table, please. That's... And then we can make a start. Thank you.
Well, it's exciting, isn't it, Harry?
Yeah, can't wait.
Takes me right back to my very first panto. It was the Scouts and Guides, and me and Mum went.
Oh, really?
I'd like to welcome you all to the first rehearsal of our pantomime for Christmas 2010, Dick Whittington.
I must have only been about three.
Thank you, Vicky. Now...
Sorry to butt in, Linda.
Nigel.
I'm afraid I've got to shoot off early.
What?
I've got things to do, and I need some time to get changed for the Halloween party at the Bull later.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Sorry.
Right, well, please don't make a habit of it.
Right you are.
Now, there are one or two other apologies. Josh will be late. Apparently David's not back from taking Pip out for some driving practice.
Yeah, she was mugging up for her theory test when the orangery was quiet earlier.
Oh, poor thing, I hate exams.
Oh, the theory test's all right. When's she taking it?
This week sometime.
Excuse me, could we continue the fascinating subject of driving during tea, please?
Oh, do we get tea?
Oh, yes, I try to organise my rehearsals to include a short comfort break.
Well, I'll bring the biscuits.
That's very kind, Vicky. Now, some housekeeping notes. You're all familiar with the village hall, so you all know where the kitchen and the loos are. And in the event of a fire...
I'll be elbowing everyone out of the way at that door there.
Yes, thank you, Nigel. In fact, I trust everyone will make their way out of the hall in an orderly fashion, using the main door there and the fire exit doors to the side there and there.
Of course.
Now... Here are the call sheets.
Thank you.
Great, cheers.
Robert will be constructing the sets, with, I hope, some help from Neil, one of our backstage regulars.
And what about costumes?
Oh, they'll be hired in, and you'll do your own alterations as necessary.
Well, I don't think I've ever sewn a button on, let alone do
oh,
any...
Oh, don't worry, I'll give you a hand. Oh,
and thanks. We do have a number of roles still uncast. So if you have friends, neighbours or family interested in taking part, do please let me know. Now... Any questions, comments, criticisms?
That's awfully brave of you, Linda.
Just my little joke.
Of course. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Yes, Harry.
It says here on the schedule that sometimes you'll be rehearsing the children, the rats, at the same time as rehearsing us. How's that going to work?
Ah, well, I shall be ably assisted by Hayley here. She'll take notes from me and then rehearse the little ones in the vestibule or the kitchen area.
Right, yep, yeah, got you.
Right, now I'd like to begin with a full read-through, in which I shall have to read in for Alderman Fitzwarren and Dick and Alice.
Oh, Kenton, hey.
Oh, hi, yeah, just a quick one. I wondered if you needed any extra decorations. We've got loads left at Jack's.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. No, no, we're all right.
Oh, okay then.
Me and Nick have been blowing up black and orange balloons all afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
And we've got carved pumpkins in the car park and by the door.
Oh, very spooky.
Yeah. Well, Frida had a bit of a disaster with her monster mash for the theme menu earlier.
Monster mash?
It's a variation on Bubble and Squeak.
Oh, right.
But that's all sorted now.
Oh, a relief all round then.
Hey. What time will you be here?
About 7. I thought that's where most people will probably start turning up.
Okay, great. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you then. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, sorry, Mum. Is it time for your break?
Oh, don't worry. Clary and Nick are coping.
Mum?
Oh, could make me a cup of tea, could you, love?
Oh, yeah, of course. But first, look.
Hey, what you got there?
I got these for me and Nick to wear. Witches hats, cloaks, fingerless neck gloves, see? And glittery makeup.
Oh, you're going to look great.
Well, I've got 3 lots. I thought you might dress up too.
Oh, I don't feel like it.
No?
No, sorry to disappoint you, love.
That's okay.
Look, I tell you what, what if I just do the gloves and the glittery makeup? Huh?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
all right.
And
what?
Well, they go really well with that little black dress that you've got.
And then once Sarah has filled the dishes with the foam...
I could stick the sausages in.
Oh, you could do it to look like one of Desperate Dan's dinners.
Yeah.
I'm not sure today's children will understand that reference.
Well, their mums and dads will.
Yes, well, we'll see.
So, Sarah, that's me, I'll have
I'll have two of these sausage and mash plates.
Yes, yeah? Sarah puts one in each of Idle Jack's hands.
And we're on board a ship, right?
Exactly.
So we're both staggering up and down the kitchen like this.
Whoa, bunch of backs.
And all the while the kids are screaming and laughing and waiting for one of them to get the pie in their face.
Well, that's what we hope.
I'm awfully sorry, Linda, but I really do have to go. I'm already later than I planned.
Oh, dear, we were just warming up.
Well, it is 5:30. Good heavens.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, thank you, everyone. See you on Thursday night, 7 sharp.
I'll put the chairs and tables away.
Oh.
That was great fun.
Thank you, Harry.
Listen, don't you worry. Once word gets round, you'll be beating people off with sticks.
Oh, I'd love to think so.
Tell you what, I've got to go and get Mike's supper, but we can meet up later in the pub if you like and talk tactics.
Tactics?
Well, how to recruit more actors.
Oh, well, yes, thank you. That would be helpful.
And with people in the party mood, we might be able to sign some up there and then.
Hey, you two!
Vampires, gargoyles, warlocks, they're all the same. Best when cooked well.
Listen to the children of the night, how they sing.
You both look fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Is Jamie here yet?
Oh, I've not seen him. Mum, come over here.
Oh, it's Count Dracula and...
His nemesis, Abraham Van Helsing.
Oh, I love the garlic necklace.
At your service, madam. Allow me to kiss your hand.
No, Nigel.
You then, fair maiden.
Ah, get off.
Just a sec, I need to put my fangs in first.
Nigel.
It's very awkward to speak with the men, you see.
Now stay away, vampire.
Well, he's got stakes and everything.
Well, I'm out to win tonight.
Well, if that's the case, you're trying to impress the wrong women.
Oh, great, now she tells us.
In the interests of fair play, Mum has asked Frieda to be the judge.
Frieda Fry?
Then you'd best be warned. She's in Simon Cowell mode tonight.
Hiya, Fallon.
Hey, Harry. Where have you got to? It's all kicking off here.
Sorry, I won't be long. I got caught up with Linda Snell at rehearsals this afternoon.
Oh, did you?
She's only got half the roles cast, so she's a bit edgy. I ended up staying behind to help her put the chairs and tables away.
Well, that was good of you.
Yeah, but then she had me crawling about under the stage to look for props and bits of set from a couple of years ago, so I'm covered in cobwebs.
No.
I'll just get a quick shower and get changed, and I'll be there in about half an hour.
Oh, great. Hey, what are you coming as?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, come on.
No, you'll have to wait until I get there. No prizes for guessing who Jazz is doing, though.
Some Hammer horror monster.
Yep, spot on. He's splattered ketchup all down his shirt front.
Oh, very gory.
Yeah, well, either that or he hasn't got changed from his night out in Borchester.
Gross.
It sounds lively over there.
Yeah, it is. And Mum seems a bit more relaxed, too.
Oh, good, good.
Right, I've got to go. Hey, hurry up, will you? You're missing all the fun.
Not seen Jamie by any chance, have you, Nigel?
Sorry, Kenton, no. There are an awful lot of people in here. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Hello!
Hi, Vicky. Hiya. Having a good time?
Oh, it's great fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what can I get you? It's got to be two Bloody Marys, isn't it?
Well, that's the only red stuff my Transylvanian foe will get his fangs on if I can help it.
Alas, the maidens of this village seem immune to my sophisticated charms.
Oh, I think you've been outdone by the new kid on the block.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, your pale and interesting Robert Pattinson look seems to be wowing the younger lot.
Well, Jazza said I look like a cross between Pete Doherty and a supply teacher he once locked in a stationery cupboard.
Oh, well, I think you look dreamy.
Hey, Vicky, where's Mike?
Oh, he's having an early night as he's doing the round tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have a bit of quiet, please? Thank you. Right, after a long time deliberating, and the judge was very impressed by all your efforts, she asked me to say, I can now announce the winner of a meal for two here in the bowl. Hang on.
Come on!
If the daylight doesn't kill him, the suspense will.
Oh, well, there seems to have been some mistake. Says the zombie. And in brackets... Oh, it's Harry!
Dear old Frieda. I thought she'd be more into knitting patterns than the Twilight books.
Come on, Harry, come up your voucher.
I feel like I've won it under false pretenses.
Not at all. Well done. Hey, Kenton? Kenton!
Oh, sorry.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, just a bit disappointed Jamie didn't show up.
Fallon said she wasn't sure whether he was coming.
Yeah, I know. You don't think he's avoiding me, do you?
No, of course not. He probably didn't even know you'd be here.
No, maybe.
Kenton, did you want another drink?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, why not? We're getting a lift.
So?
Oh, sorry, yeah, another glass of red, please. Same for you, Nige.
Please. Look, I'll go and bag that table by the fire.
Oh, great.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah, fine. You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's been a good night.
I sense a but.
No buts. It's been good.
No, there's something bothering you. Go on, tell me.
Okay, then. It's bonfire night.
Oh, yeah? What are you planning?
Oh, the usual.
Mm-hmm. You need any help?
No, Fallon's got it all sorted and Nick's coming in for extra help.
So, what's up?
It was, I always want to sit big nights.
All right, yeah. Well, of course it was.
He was just so good at it.
Yeah, I know.
Right, good. That's makeup.
Oh, she's a nice woman, that Lorna.
And Alistair said Daniel wants to help with the set and lighting and so on.
Oh, smashing.
Yes, Daniel helped design some of the set for Jack and the Beanstalk a couple of years ago.
That's clever. Oh, and Neil's looking hopeful too.
So, my backstage staff is all coming together.
What did I say? It'll be fine.
And you'll definitely work on Mike for the part of Alderman Fitzwarren, won't you?
Of course I will.
I'm so disappointed he didn't audition last week. He's normally such a stalwart.
Oh, you leave him to me. It'll be great fun playing a husband and wife in a panto. And we'll get to see more of each other if we're involved in the same activity. It makes sense.
Oh, thank you. Although it won't be much use if I can't cast the two main roles.
Oh, you will, you'll see.
What I need are two really strong leading ladies. Right. I need a girl who can really belt out those big numbers for the part of Dick.
Well, we'll just have to put our thinking caps on.
Oh, dear.
What?
This will be Oscar's first theatrical experience. And one of the highlights of Coriander's stay. It's just got to go well.
I'll get some more leaks lifted while the weather holds.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Dad? Have you got time for a quick word?
Shouldn't you be off to the units, Tom?
As soon as I've had some breakfast. Is that slice of toast going begging?
Yeah, help yourself.
Ah, cheers. So?
Well, what about?
Well, I've been looking back through the farm electric bills.
Uh-huh.
They're a bit on the high side. Did you know that?
Who says?
Well, for the average dairy farm like ours, I've been doing the comparisons.
Oh, have you?
And to be honest, we don't look all that brilliant.
You can't always trust averages.
They give you an idea. That's the point. We've been using too much power and it's costing us money. Have you never thought of doing an energy audit?
Well, no, not exactly. I did have those new lights put in the parlour.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which are a lot more efficient than the original ones.
Okay, granted. But what else?
What do you mean, what else?
Well, I'm just asking.
Well, in case this escaped your notice, I'm a busy farmer with 101 things to think about. Don't have time to go around worrying about the size of our carbon footprint.
But it's not just about the carbon footprint, Dad. If we're using more power than we need, then it's cutting into our profit margin.
Yeah, well, obviously.
So I think it's about time we carried out a proper audit.
Oh, well, if you're talking about saving money...
I am.
Does that mean lining the pockets of some overpaid consultant?
No, I could do it myself. There's an online toolkit.
Oh. Well, in that case...
You're okay with it?
Yeah, if you think you can save us money, then fine, go ahead. Fill your boots.
But it might only be a shower.
Yes, but I think it best not to risk it. The cabbages are looking past their prime without being soaked by spray from passing cars.
Hmm.
There.
If I were you, Jim, I'd trim the outer leaves.
A good idea. Just let me put back the other veg first.
Oh, no. Hilary Noakes's magazine is missing.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure Jill ordered it.
She won't be a happy woman.
No. So you were saying about the videos Alan gave you?
Ah, yes. Well, Joe and I finally managed to look at them before I came to rehearsals yesterday.
Mm.
I wasn't at all sure what we'd come across, so I whizzed through them all on fast forward.
Nothing unsavoury, I hope?
Not at all, Linda. Some wonderful classics amongst them, in fact. Cary Grant.
Oh, bringing up baby. So funny.
Yes, I must say, I never quite got that one. James Stewart, Humphrey Bogart.
We'll always have Paris.
The Treasurer of the Sierra Madre is a particular favourite of mine, as is Double Indemnity with Edward G. Robinson. Billy Wilder directed it.
Yes, didn't he direct Some Like It Hot? That's hilarious too.
Yes. We were surprised to find some videos of horse races in the bag too.
Well, why would anyone want to video a horse race?
Ah, just what Joe and I said initially. But then I had a thought.
Oh?
And on further investigation of the contents of the bag, I came across some papers.
Curiouser and curiouser.
It looks like they're specially filmed races run privately so no one knows the outcome.
And what's the point of that?
For people to hold race evenings.
Oh, yes, I think I've heard of them.
It's given me an idea.
Oh?
Which I can't yet divulge until I've spoken to Alan.
Ah. I'm talking of film directors. I wonder if Mr. Wilder or Alfred Hitchcock had the same problems with casting as I am having.
Hitchcock is well known for his penchant for blondes.
My Dick Whittington could have green hair for all I care, as long as I find a girl who can act and sing.
I'm sure you'll find someone.
I wish I were as confident.
As soon as the word gets out about what fun it all is.
Oh.
I'm going to relish playing the Emperor.
Oh.
I've already begun extensive research into 14th century Japan when the Emperor Go-Daigo was briefly restored to power.
Morning, Tom.
Hi, Linda.
I'm pleased you take it so seriously, Jim.
Of course. If a job's worth doing.
Uh-huh. I was just telling Dad that a few minutes ago. I'll have these mints, please.
Oh, thank you.
Luckily, I know a chap, a retired academic like myself, who had a book out only last year on the subject.
65 pence, please.
One of the many benefits of higher education. The erudite contacts one makes.
Funnily enough, I was just talking about that too.
To Tony?
No, to Pip, last night at the Halloween party. She's feeling under pressure about whether to apply to uni or agricultural college.
Ah, UCAS time.
Yep. She's been writing her personal statement.
I hope you advised her wisely.
Actually, I said if I were her, I wouldn't bother.
Not bother?
Well, the thing is, she's mad about farming, isn't she? She'd much rather just go straight to working at Brookfield, if they could afford to pay her a wage.
Well, that may be so, but surely...
And like she said herself, does she really want to start out as a working farmer, saddled with debt? Well, no, I wouldn't.
But nothing could replace the opportunity to learn for learning's sake. The pure pleasure of delving into a subject and enriching one's life simply by the acquisition of knowledge.
Well, that might have been okay in the 60s or whatever, when it was all free and you could just walk into a job.
Well, there's certainly no such thing as a job for life anymore.
And wouldn't a degree at least give her more options in today's agricultural sector?
But she can learn on the job. And Brookfield's the family farm. That's where her future lies.
Tom, you weren't at the auditions for Dick Whittington last week, were you?
No, sorry, I've not got the time, Linda.
Oh, well, everyone's busy, but if we all thought like that...
I'm sorry. And speaking of which, I've got to go. The sausages won't make themselves. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear. Actually, thinking about it, I've got the ideal part for David Archer.
Oh? Don't you need to audition him?
No. He's been in my productions before. He's perfectly adequate.
Not a significant role, then.
Well, I don't know why I didn't think of it yesterday. He can be the ship's captain to Josh's first mate.
I see.
After all, he'd have to bring Josh and Ben to rehearsals anyway, won't he?
Hi, Helen.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
How are you? Oh, blooming, I see.
Yes, that's me.
Well, you're looking great.
Thanks. What can I do for you?
Shall I put these yoghurts straight into the chiller for you, Helen?
Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
No, it's okay, Mum. I can do it. You get off.
Oh, I don't mind. You take the weight off your feet for 5 minutes. Oh,
never refuse an offer of help. That's my motto.
Well, all right. Thanks, Mum. So, Kenton?
Oh, actually, it's Kirsty I've come to see. Is she about?
Oh, she just popped out for a few minutes while we were quiet.
Oh, right. Will she be long?
I shouldn't think so. She's only gone to buy a birthday card. Can I pass on a message?
Well, it's just that she did the rota for this week's shifts and I need to organise some cover for Friday night. I need the night off.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, it's not a problem. I'll text her. She can give me a call at lunchtime.
Okay, I'll tell you called in.
Right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
See you, Pat.
Oh, bye, Kenton.
Oh!
Helen, everything all right?
Yes, it's just the baby. It's really lively today.
Oh,
think he's got hiccups.
You were always a very active baby.
Was I?
Yeah, the trouble was, the times when you and I were at our most active never coincided.
Oh dear.
As soon as I sat down or lay down to rest, that was your cue to start turning somersaults.
Oh no.
Wonder if Emma's felt her baby move yet.
Well, she's only 17 weeks. It's a bit early, isn't it?
Possibly, but I think you're more sensitive to the little fluttering second time round.
Yeah. I might pop in on her tomorrow morning on my way here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, take her some of this new stretch mark oil that's just come in.
All right. That'll be nice to be able to swap notes.
Mm. Wonder how she's getting on with her morning sickness.
Right, well, that's that. Will you be back in the dairy later?
Yeah, and I'll eat with you and Dad if that's okay.
What, tonight?
No, I meant lunch. I've got a step class tonight at 6.
All right. I'll see you in a while then.
Okay, bye, Mum. Ambridge Organics.
Helen, hello. It's Linda Snell.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Could I speak to Kirsty, please?
Oh, she's a popular girl this morning.
Oh?
I'm sorry, she's not here at the moment.
Oh.
Can I pass on a message?
Well, I'd prefer to speak to her myself, if I can. It's about the pantomime. I'd like to offer her a part.
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure she's got the time. She's got 2 jobs after all.
But there's no harm in me asking her.
No, obviously, I can't speak for her.
So if you could ask her to ring me as soon as she gets in, I'd be very grateful.
Jim, can I top you up?
No, thanks, Kenton. I'll be having lunch soon.
Oh. What's that you're studying?
It's information I found in that bag of videos. It's about filmed race evenings.
Oh, that's where you bet on horse races for charity, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. In Melrose, we held one to raise money for the local hospice. We charged £10 for the race car, the ploughman's and a glass of wine.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, indeed. I spoke to Alan this morning about organising such an evening in Ambridge.
Where did you suggest as the venue?
The village hall. Why?
Oh, good. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm a bit worried about Jolene. You know, that she's taking on too much, you know? Mm. It's just that she's going to find Bonfire Night a bit of an ordeal on Friday.
Oh?
Well, Bonfire Night used to be Sid's thing, really.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm not sure she'd be up to holding another big do too soon after that. But, well, if you've got the village hall, then...
Well, we hope so. Alan's got a cheque with Christine.
Oh, right.
And the money raised will go to the church. St. Stephen's is always in need of funds.
Oh, great. And when's it going to be?
Oh, when we can get the hall, hopefully, in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, well, put me down for a car, won't you?
And we were discussing holding a raffle or a bottle stall or something to raise extra money on the night.
Oh, there's no need for that.
No?
There are lots of ways to use a race night for fundraising. Yet one I went to got local firms to sponsor the races.
Really?
Hmm. Like, you know, the Jack's Bar Derby or the Grey Gables Stakes, that kind of thing.
Good idea.
Hmm. And you can sell the horses before each race for a tenner, say. So if that horse wins, the owner wins an extra £20.
That's an attractive proposition.
Yeah. And then you sell them again for the final when all the winning horses race against each other and the winner gets another £20.
Excellent.
Yeah. You suggest it to Alan. See what he says.
Helen, would you like some more bread?
No, thanks.
Tony?
Mm, yeah, thanks, Lauren.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, Helen?
I'm okay. Oh,
what's the matter?
Sorry, I'm fine, honestly. Woo, that was 2 very strong kicks.
Really?
It just took me by surprise, that's all.
As long as you're okay.
Oh, let me feel.
I'm not sure the baby will do requests.
Let's see, shall we?
Okay.
Oh, oh my goodness. Oh, Helen.
Well, it's way stronger than those little fluttery feelings I've been having.
It's amazing, isn't it? Baby's really lively.
Dad, do you want to feel the baby?
Why don't you finish your lunch, Helen, before it goes cold?
It's okay, I don't mind.
I've always thought it must be very annoying for a woman, having everyone keep touching your tummy.
I'm sure it could get annoying if it's unwanted, but if Helen's asking you...
You're not everyone, Dad. Look, I really don't mind. Give me your hand. Right. A moment ago, it was just here. There. Did you feel that?
Well, that's a healthy sign, isn't it? Very good.
Yeah.
I'll get that bread, shall I?
Oh, Brian. All right.
Morning, Will. It's a nice morning.
Yeah.
Rain's holding off, I see.
Yeah.
So, how's it all going?
Well, everything's pretty much on track for Friday.
Good. Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
Yeah, I thought I'd just clear some of this undergrowth. Give the beaters a bit more room.
Right, well done.
There were a couple of dog walkers up here yesterday.
Oh, were there?
Yeah, I had to set them straight about having their dogs off the leads.
Ah, right. Diplomatically, I hope.
Well, I was polite, if that's what you mean.
Otherwise, no problems.
But not that I know of.
Now, I want us to pull out all the stops with this one.
I always do.
Yes, I know you do, but it's even more important this year. These are hard times.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And this is exactly the sort of corporate jolly a lot of firms are beginning to cut back on. I mean, so far, bookings are down on this time last year.
People are being more cautious.
Yes, I know. Well, hopefully they'll pick up.
Should do.
Yeah, but I need hardly remind you about the value of good word of mouth in terms of marketing.
Yeah, I know.
Good recommendations can make a lot of difference to our season, so I want this shoot to run exceptionally smoothly.
Well, you won't have anything to complain about.
Good. Glad to hear it. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same wavelength.
Well, if that's everything, I'll get on. I've got a lot to do before Friday.
Right. And I'd better make a move too. I'm meeting Lillian at 10.
See you later then.
Yes. Thanks, Will. See you.
On the off chance on my way to work. I wasn't sure you'd be in.
Yes, my day off.
Oh, that's good. I'm not holding you up, am I?
Oh, well, I've got loads to do. But...
Yeah, sure. I just wondered if you'd like to try this.
What is it?
It's a new rub for preventing stretch marks. It's totally natural, not greasy either. I've only had it in the shop a couple of weeks.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Yeah, I started using it myself and, well, that's working so far.
That's really thoughtful. How much do I owe you?
Oh, don't be silly. It's my pleasure.
Are you sure? That's really kind.
No problem. So, how's the morning sickness?
Oh, I'm feeling much better.
Great. Was it about keeping your sugar levels up? Or the ginger and peppermint teas like I suggested?
I'm not sure, really.
Well, I suppose if you try lots of things, you can't be sure which one of them did the trick.
Yeah, maybe. Would you like a cup of tea?
Are you sure I'm not holding you up?
No, it's fine.
Oh, OK then. That'd be lovely.
Just ordinary tea? Or...
Yeah, lovely. Thanks.
Oh, the young farmer's ball. You and Ed going?
Yeah. Pip called over earlier and talked me into it.
Well, they're usually good fun.
Yeah. Well, I've left Clary a message on her mobile asking her to babysit George.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it'd be nice for me and Ed to do something like this before I get the size of an house and can hardly move. Are you going?
No, not me. So, have you felt the baby move yet?
Yeah. I said to Ed, it's like a little butterfly beating its wings.
Well, this one's really started making its presence felt. Jim's old Riley backfired the other day and the baby really jumped.
I remember George doing that with some loud music.
So, have you sorted your birth plan?
No, not had a chance to think about it yet. You?
Yeah. I'm going to the birth centre at Borchester General. I've been talking to Amy Franks about it.
That's just midwives, isn't it?
Yes. I want as natural a birth as possible for my baby. Low lighting, music. I was wondering about a water birth.
Oh, you do know you can't have one of those if you have the strong painkillers.
Oh, I'm not going to have any painkillers.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them can lead to respiratory problems in newborns or to them being too sluggish to feed properly.
Yeah, but I'm sure the midwives know what they're doing. They won't give you them when you're close to giving birth.
Well, I've said I don't want anything other than gas and air.
Yeah, that really helped me when George was born.
And I've been looking into hiring a TENS machine.
Oh, right.
It's a natural way of blocking pain signals to the brain.
Yeah, I know.
You just put the pads on your back and use a hand control and you need pain relief. Far better than drugs.
Mm. Well, mind you, it's worth keeping your options open. You might find you feel differently when you're in the middle of it all.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Until you've been there, you've no idea how painful you're going to find it.
Well, I think that's possibly true for some people, but I've got quite a high pain threshold.
Right.
And hopefully keeping myself fit and healthy through pregnancy will help too. I've got a pretty structured exercise regime.
What sort of exercise?
Well, I do some aerobics and a couple of step classes, keeping it low impact, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, and sometimes I use the gym to warm up before I work out. And then they run a yoga-type class, which is great for stretching out afterwards and keeping supple.
Really? Do all that?
Yeah. Well, you should try it.
Me? Oh, I haven't got the time. Anyway, my job and looking after George, Ed and this place keeps me fit enough.
Well, the offer's there.
Oh, thanks anyway.
So what about you? You must have some ideas about what kind of birth you want.
Yeah, well, it's okay having an idea of how you want things to go, but well, look what happened to me when I had George.
Yeah, but that was unusual.
Not really. Talking to other mums, it often goes different to what you'd expect.
Well, perhaps it does. Sometimes. But I'm sure if you think things through properly, you can plan for contingencies.
Right, here we are, Lily. So, we're looking at the site from this angle.
Yeah, I see that.
Now, there's where the main building will be, with Penning and Lairage.
Yeah, good.
And the offices will be down that side there. And on this side, there'll be the retail outlets.
Just a minute, Brian.
Sorry, am I going too fast for you?
No, not at all. I'd like to take some pictures.
Oh, right. I see. Well, far away.
That's it.
Okay.
Perfectly, thanks.
As I was saying, retail outlets. Agricultural engineers, farm insurance, that sort of thing.
Can I just stop you there, Brian?
Dictaphone?
Saves me from having to jot things down. Numbers 1 and 2, main buildings comprising auction rings, offices and retail outlets. Southern Prospect.
Shall I continue?
Actually, no.
No?
Would you like to put the plans away while I put on my wellies?
Wellies?
We don't need to go over the plans. I'd rather walk the site.
Oh, right. Well, if that's what you want.
And then you can show me exactly where everything will be.
Come on!
Oi! Just a minute! Oh! I might have known, you pillock. I've got birds round here.
Are you deaf or something? Didn't you hear my bike?
Look, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing just because of some headcase revving an engine.
Oh, come on, shift the buggy.
Look, you'll have to wait.
I said shift it.
When I've done.
Where'd you get off parking that thing right across the lane?
Look, I've been about 2 minutes seen to a feeder. Have a bit of patience.
Patience? I've been held up enough this morning.
Oh, well, inside I'm crying.
If you don't shift that buggy, you'll be crying all right, mate.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
But this lane is meant to be free for other users. Why don't you show a bit of consideration, eh?
Don't lecture me about consideration. Your cows make a right mess up here.
What?
How about you clear up after them?
Are you feeling all right?
Damn things up and down all the time.
Oh, you're pathetic.
Oh, get stuffed.
Loser!
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, great pleasure.
It's been very interesting and informative.
I'm glad to be of service, Lillian. Jenny said to ask if you'd like to come back to Home Farm for lunch.
Oh, that's very kind, Brian.
Right.
But I've got a meeting.
Oh.
Oh, just one thing.
Mm, what's that?
The board of directors.
Yes.
Where are we going to meet?
Well, the boardroom, of course.
The BL boardroom?
Well, yes.
No. Now, I think that until the new facilities are ready here, we should meet on neutral ground.
I see.
I thought perhaps one of the conference rooms for hire at Grey Gables.
All right. Well, I'll put it to the board.
Great. And the members are...
You? Me?
Oh, one second. If you wouldn't mind.
Brian Aldridge... Lillian Bellamy for Amside Property Holdings, Andrew Eagleton, Annabel Shrivner, Martin Gibson.
Thank you, darling. And thank you for your time.
I hope you're hungry.
Oh, I'm starving. So, what with waiting for the vet and my idiot brother, I'm way behind.
You shouldn't keep letting him wind you up like that.
Yeah, I know, but it's this expression he does. It gets me mad even before he opens his mouth.
Oh, forget about him.
I'll just try and keep out of his way. What are these?
What?
These, his tickets.
Oh, it's the Young Farmer's Ball. I bought them off Pip earlier.
You're not getting me in a suit.
Well, why not? You look lovely.
Oh, you better give Mum a ring and ask her to babysit.
I did, but she can't.
Can't she?
She's already promised Nick.
Oh, great. They're going in all,
are
they?
Looks like it.
Trust them to get in first with the babysitting. Unbelievable.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll ask my mum instead. Helen Archer came round as well this morning.
Yeah? What's she want?
She brought me this
cream stuff for stretch marks. Of course, she thinks she cured my morning sickness.
Well, she is the country's leading expert on pregnancy, you know.
Yeah, so she thinks. Oh, she really needs to chill out. She was here for ages. I thought she'd never go.
Oh, she means well.
Oh, and then she told me all about her birth plans.
That stew smells good.
I tried to tell her, but she's got it all under control.
Yeah, that baby won't dare give her a hard time.
I'm going to be really showing by the time this YFC ball comes round. Hope I can find something nice to wear.
Oh, the mother of my baby? You look gorgeous in an old feed sack.
Auntie Lillian, hello.
Hello, darling.
It's nice to see you.
Well, I thought I'd get Matt and me some lovely treats for lunch. Now, I definitely want some olives and some ham, but I think I'll start with organic cheese.
Right. Well, what would you like?
Oh, good heavens, you've got such a selection. The Borsetshire Blue, I think.
Great. Well, you look well.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you. I've had a very successful morning, actually.
Oh?
Helen, what on earth have you done to your knee?
Oh, I just twisted it during a step class.
What? Step aerobics?
Yep, this morning. It's not serious. I'm going to see a sports physio tomorrow.
What on earth were you playing at, doing step aerobics?
It's important to stay as fit and healthy as possible during pregnancy.
Well, in my day, being pregnant was a great excuse for putting your feet up with a good book and a box of chocolates.
Yes, well, the days of eating for two and relaxing with a glass of red are long gone. How much do you want? That okay?
Oh, a little more. Yeah, that'll do. Well, I'm all in favour of cutting out the fags and drink, but... Still, what does your midwife say about it?
I'm fine, Auntie Lillian. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. All right. If you say so.
I'm terribly sorry. You're welcome.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, hello, Vicky.
Oh, it was one of those days.
Honestly, the barefaced cheek of some people.
Oh, the great British public, eh? We have our fair share at the dentist's.
She wanted to know if she could continue to use the leisure club and pool tomorrow once she's checked out.
Some people want bells on it, don't they?
Oh, she's the type who goes home with all the toiletries from the bathroom.
Oh, but if she's paid for them, you know, in the room price...
Well, yes, I know, but it's a bit in for a dig, don't you think?
Oh, suppose so. Anyway...
Oh, dear... I can tell from your expression you've got some bad news for me.
Mike said no to playing Alderman Fitzwarren.
Oh, how disappointing.
Oh, no, for me too. But he said he's just got too much on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second rehearsal's tomorrow night. I'm still no further forward in my casting. And my quest to find my two leading ladies has gone nowhere.
Did Kirsty say no too?
She did, I'm afraid.
Well, you did think she might...
Look, could you have another go at Mike, do you think? I could cut the role down a bit so he wouldn't have to attend so many rehearsals. And if you emphasised how much you'd like to play alongside
him...
Well,
I can try, but...
Oh, thank you.
He's out and about collecting wood for the bonfire this afternoon. I'll mention it again later.
Please, Vicky. Just do your best.
Right, I'll be back before supper.
Have a good time.
Thanks. Oh, there's some leek and potato soup, too, in the fridge, if you want that for your pie.
Oh, great, thanks. What are you and Kathy doing for lunch?
Oh, we get something at Waterside. Shopping village is full of places to eat.
And is Kathy staying for supper?
No idea, I haven't asked her yet.
Has Tom spoken to you about milking at all?
No, I haven't seen him today. What about milking? Well,
it's this blessed energy audit he's doing.
What about it?
Well... Apparently he's been checking the systems we use at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
And he's particularly interested in the milking parlour.
What's he say about it?
Well, he's discovered we don't have a pre-cooler on the bulk tank. It's been milking for goodness knows how long and never noticed before.
Well, maybe we should have one. Oh,
didn't think it would make that much difference, which is why I've never got round to it.
Might be worth looking into, though.
Well, if you can prove it's going to save us money.
Oh, Helen, hi.
Hi.
Hello, love. How'd you get on with the physio?
Oh, I have twisted my knee. The fitness instructor was right.
Oh, dear.
And is he treating you, this physio?
She, Penny Sansom. She's very good. She's one of the physios the county cricket team use.
Well, what did she say?
Oh, basically, the muscles work like a pulley system. So she did some deep tissue massage and she's given me some leg exercises to realign my kneecap.
I see.
So you won't be back at the gym for a while then?
Actually, Penny said it would be madness to stop exercising just like that.
Did she?
But I've got to give up the step and aerobic sessions for a few weeks, so...
I should think so.
Well, I'm allowed to go to the yoga-type classes.
That's good, isn't it?
Hardly. Those are the classes I go to after step and aerobic to stretch out. It's not what I call exercise.
Well, it's better than nothing, though, surely.
Oh, Dad.
You fancy some of this pie? There's easily enough for two.
No, thanks.
Or some soup?
No, oh, that's Kathy. I'll see you later.
Bye, Mum.
See you.
And Helen, do eat something.
Of course I'm eating. I'm going to make myself a stir fry.
I thought Caroline might be able to spare 10 minutes if I came just after lunch. It's in a good cause.
Oh, she might have, but I'm afraid she isn't here.
Oh. When will she be back? I'd like a word with her about the hotel sponsoring one of the races on race evening.
Oh, I'm not sure. You see, she had some bad news about an hour ago.
Dear me.
Her uncle, Lord Netherbourne, has had a fall. She's dashed over to see him.
Oh, poor chap. What happened?
Well, I haven't got the full story, but I believe he fell and cracked some ribs, and he's so frail these days, she's obviously worried.
Oh, yes, I sympathise, I really do. Terrible thing, being incapacitated, having to rely on other people.
I'm sure it must be.
I just hope Lord Netherbourne fares a good deal better at the hands of his niece than I did at the mercy of my daughter-in-law.
Oh?
You know, when I broke my leg.
Oh, well, I'm sure Shula did her best.
Then she has a vastly different idea from me about what constitutes one's best.
It's never easy, living with in-laws.
I'm afraid she and I rarely see eye to eye on anything. Take this race evening. I thought she and my son would jump at the chance of being involved.
And they didn't?
No. Of course, I can understand one or two of the parishioners having qualms about a church fundraising event encouraging gambling.
Well, I thought you and Alan had changed your mind about that.
Precisely. And on my suggestion, the money will now go to the British Legion.
Good idea.
Yes, lots of people have said so. But Shula still isn't in favour.
Oh, well, you do surprise me.
The way some of her ilk have been carrying on, you'd think I'd suggested a barn dance in the graveyard.
Good heavens.
Right, I'd better go. I'm on duty in the shop this afternoon. Will you give my regards to Caroline?
Yes, of course. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Ambridge Community Shop, Vicky Tucker speaking.
Vicky, it's Linda.
Oh, hello.
I've just had a brainwave.
Oh?
It's about Mike and the part of Alderman Fitzwarren. Mm. Can you say I'll include a dance number in the show for you both? Do you think he'd take it then?
So what do you think? Can you tell from the picture in the text I sent?
It's gorgeous.
I was thinking you'll need something warm, like a snowsuit, to bring the baby home from hospital.
Aww. Is it zip-up? I can't tell.
Oh, it's in two pieces. A little jacket and these sweet little salopettes. So it'll keep the baby's chest nice and warm.
Mm. Well, I could always use the jacket separately if it's mild.
That's what I thought.
And the cherry red will suit either a boy or a girl.
Exactly. Well, should I buy it then?
Please.
I can always keep it with the travel system in your old room until the baby's born.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I can't wait to see it.
And how are you?
I'm fine. A bit tired, but hey, nothing new there.
Are we ordering too much bread, do you think?
Take it up with Susan.
So, the money's to go to the British Legion. That's a great idea.
Yes, even Peggy's behind it now. She was in the forces herself, of course.
Well, these puppies aren't going as well as they should.
Let's put them by the till. See if we can shame people into buying them.
Good idea.
Anyway, it was quite tricky for Christine to find a free evening at the village hall at this time of year.
I expect a lot of nights are booked out by Linda for panto rehearsals.
Yes, we plumped for an evening midweek after Brownies.
A later start would suit me and Mike anyway.
You'll be coming then?
Oh, definitely. It's just the sort of thing to get us out from in front of the telly on a cold autumn night.
Excellent.
Will there be a bar?
Oh, yes, but I'm not sure of the details. Afternoon, Linda.
Hello. I just thought I'd pop in on the off chance. Vicky?
No news yet, sorry, no. I've left Mike a message on his mobile, but he hasn't got back to me.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, leave that. I can clean up after supper.
It's almost done now.
What about your knee?
I'm managing. Stop worrying. Did you and Kathy have a good time?
Yes, we did. It was busier than I thought it would be.
Is it worth me making a trip out there?
We can go together if you like.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I could go seriously mad with the credit card in that baby shop.
Oh, I can't wait to see the snowsuit you bought.
Well, put down the hose and let's go in.
I might as well finish.
How's your knee feeling?
Not too bad.
It can't help being on your feet all day.
I've been sitting down when I needed to.
Good.
Honestly.
Did you enjoy your stir fry at lunch?
Yes, thanks. There's some left over, so I'll reheat it for my supper.
Well, you're not supposed to reheat the rice.
I know, but I only made a quarter of a cupful.
Doesn't sound like very much.
Plenty.
You could eat the vegetables with a jacket potato or two. They'd make a tasty filling.
Mum.
Oh, sorry, love. It's probably because I'm starving myself. Kathy and I only had time for a sandwich in the end.
I know how many calories a pregnant woman my height and weight should eat.
I'm sure you do.
And the thing is, I'll have to eat less now that I'm not doing any calorie-burning exercise. I know exactly how many calories I burn off at step, so therefore how many fewer I need at the moment.
Right.
Well, it's only for a couple of weeks until my knee's better.
All right.
Actually, thinking about it, I could follow Kathy's suggestion of swimming, couldn't I? Till I go back to step.
Well,
we'll have to see how I go, of course, but I could probably do lengths of front crawl if I can't manage breaststroke.
I just made some coffee.
Oh, just the job.
Oh, it's gone really chilly out.
Has it? Shall I turn up the heating?
No, you're all right. I'll thaw out in a minute.
Good. Right, here we are then. Do help yourself to cream and sugar,
won't
you?
Oh, lovely. Well, I finally got through to Mike.
And?
He said okay.
Oh.
I mean, I had to do a bit of arm-twisting mine, but the offer of a dance definitely swayed him.
Oh, Vicky, that is good news. Now, that's another name.
Right.
Oh, yes, but there's still so many gaps on this casting sheet. Not least my leading ladies.
Well, it's a start. You'll see. It'll all come together.
Oh, I wish I had your optimism, Vicky. And after tomorrow, we'll only have 7 weeks of rehearsals left. And the closer we get to Christmas, the busier people will become.
Well, let's look at all the options.
I've been thinking about little else.
We'll go through them again for my benefit. I mean, two heads are better than one.
Well, we could bring those two giggly girls from Grange Spinney back and audition them again.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Except I've no way of knowing whether they'd be up to carrying such crucial roles.
True. I mean, Dick's got a lot of lines to learn.
Yes, as well as the songs.
What else?
Well, cut the songs and offer the part to Sabrina.
Oh, you'd have a mutiny on your hands.
No, I know. Sabrina and the catsuit, yes.
Besides, what sort of panto would it be if the main character didn't sing?
Oh, well, I'd only do it out of absolute necessity.
Although you could have a miming to somebody else's voice.
No, I don't think so.
Ah, fair enough. Let's think. What about Emma Grundy?
She's pregnant, isn't she?
Well, she might not be showing by Christmas.
No, I can't risk it, even if she had the time.
What about other villages?
Putting up notices, auditioning unknowns, that would take weeks.
True.
I did think of putting out some feelers with Floss.
Felpersham Light Opera?
But they're such a cliquey lot. None of them will want to offend Tristram Hawkshaw by appearing in a rival production.
Oh, Tristram Hawkshaw.
How do you know him?
Oh, he's one of our patients. Larry Lovell's mini-me, the girls call him.
Yes, he is rather.
Oh, come on, Linda. We must be able to solve this.
Fallon. Oh, no. I daren't ask her. She's far too busy.
Mm. And Jolene really relies on her.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Oh, dear. You know, I hate to say this, because I'm usually such a creative problem solver, but I really have run out of ideas.
Sorry, Mrs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Ruth. Sorry about that. I haven't passed my trolley driving test yet.
Oh, well, that's all right. I've often thought they should put traffic lights at the end of supermarket aisles.
Stupid things have a mind of their own, though, don't they?
It seems like it sometimes.
Mind you, this is only the second time I've ever driven one.
I didn't think this would be one of your usual haunts.
The last time was helping Nurse Stu flog dodgy video games door to door on Meadow Rise.
The less I know about that, the better, probably.
Ach, that was years ago. Anyway, talk me driving. Is that your pip at the wheel last night, coming back from Hollerton?
Could have been.
She nearly ran me off the road. She took that corner faster than the Stig on two wheels.
But David's been taking her out for some driving practice.
I didn't notice who was where.
You might not have seen him. He could have been cowering under the dashboard.
But you're a demon then, your pip.
It comes with having driven tractors since she was 13.
Aye, right.
Oh, just look at those queues at the tills.
Another of the reasons I hate these places.
Me too.
I'm only in here to do a favour for Harry.
Oh, right.
I don't get it, but...
What's that?
What's the point in charging in a supermarket to queue up to buy stuff that you've got to spend hours mucking about with before you can eat it?
Well...
You do great pies at the Bull, or there's the chippy van that does kebabs and burgers for a bit of variety. Or if you're really stuck, there's the Indian or the Chinese for a takeaway.
Yeah, but...
So what's all this about, eh? Well, I better go. That QL there's gone down.
That's baskets only.
Ah, but I know the wee blonde at the till. She'll let me off. See you. All right, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Jazza. Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Oh, that's a rare sight. The lesser-spotted Scots pigman in the supermarket.
It's a favour for Harry, he said.
Oh, right, that explains it.
Although, I didn't put Harry down as a chicken nugget lad myself. Anyway, how are things?
Oh, yeah. Okay, really?
That sounded like code for a bit rubbish.
Well, it's just things are a bit sticky with Jamie at the moment.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, there's not much I can do about it unless he'll actually speak to me.
Have you had a falling out?
Yes. Well, it's not as such. I mean, it's complicated.
Teenagers are.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping he might be at the bonfire tomorrow night.
Oh, that's a difficult one. Kids his age sometimes think they're too old for village events.
True.
Unless he's got nothing else planned, or it's a bit special.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'd better let you get on.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Dad?
Oh, hi, kids.
Where are you off to?
I'm taking this silage out to the ewes. Why, what is it?
Mum said you could take Ben and me and the guy to the shop later.
So we can do some more penny for the guy?
No, sorry, boys.
Aww.
Just for an hour or so, Mum said.
Oh, no, Mum didn't. She just said, ask your dad.
Well, I can't, and neither can you. You've got panto rehearsals tonight.
That's not till 7 o'clock.
What about your homework?
I haven't got much.
You heard that one before, too.
Why can't you, Dad?
Because Mike and I are building the bonfire tonight. We'll need the guy to go on top.
That's not fair.
That's life, Josh.
Tonight was our last chance to make more money for the fireworks.
Well, I'm sure you've got enough.
We had this great plan. It was working really well.
Oh, yeah?
What plan?
On the first day, we didn't make very much. Then the next time, Ben stayed with the guy and I waited round the corner.
What was the point of that?
Maybe it's because Ben's little.
I'm not little.
Maybe people felt sorry for him. But they gave the guy loads of money.
You too, I don't know.
Well, if we can't do it anymore, will you take us into Borchester tomorrow after school and buy some really cool fireworks?
Well, I'll think about it.
Yay!
He said he'd think about it. And I'll go and get changed, the pair of you. And Josh, come straight back down. You can help me unload the shopping.
Okay.
Right, I better get this lot up to the ewes.
Have you had a chance to look at that calf?
Yeah, she's suckling fine now.
How did Bert do at Lakey Green? Have you heard?
Yeah, he came second. So a very respectable third place in the overall championship.
He did really well to pull himself back then.
He certainly did. He's no mean ploughboy.
We'll have to invite him and Frieda round for a meal.
Well, we could get a bottle of bubbly and celebrate Pip's theory test too.
She'll probably want to keep it quiet till she's passed the whole thing.
Hello.
Oh, it's Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Ruth. David.
Hello, Linda. What can we do for you?
Fatal question.
Well, I'm glad you've asked me that. As you know, it's the pantomime rehearsals tonight.
Don't worry, Josh and Ben will be there.
Good. Josh will make an excellent first mate, don't you think?
Yeah, well, and hopefully.
Ben, a great little rat.
He does his best.
So I thought you might make it a family affair, David, and be my ship's captain. After all, you'll be bringing the boys to the rehearsals, and then by the time you get back here, it'll almost be time to pick them up again.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. After all, what else could you do in such a short space of time?
Well, I've got my NFU paperwork, Linda.
Well, I realise that, David. But the part's very small. There won't be many rehearsals.
Right. Well, I'll think about it.
Excellent. Thank you. Mustache. Bye now.
Bye.
Good grief. Why is it that I can never say no to that woman?
Jazza? Jazza? Jazza!
Hi, Harry.
You come into the kitchen, please.
What's that?
Kitchen, please.
There's a fire.
There's no fire. Is this the shopping that you went for?
Aye.
All of it?
No.
Oh, good.
I made a start on putting some of it away, but then the phone went and I went in the living room and then I must have forgot.
So you've put some of it away?
Aye, just the frozen stuff.
Right, okay, good.
Pizzas and that.
Frozen pizzas?
I'll get you a hot new if you like.
Okay, all right, thanks. Chas, there's a lot of crisps here.
You can never have too many potato-based snacks, I always say.
What's this? Processed meat.
Ah, this is great. My ma used to get this in tins and slice it up and fry it. But this is already sliced and battered. Genius or what?
Yeah, when I said about getting food from the five main food groups, I didn't mean alcohol, chocolate, crisps, biscuits and cola.
Oh, come on. It's good stuff, a lot of this.
What about the fruit?
Seemed a bit pricey, so I got you this.
Blackcurrant cordial.
Full of vitamins, look.
Yeah, I can read.
I tried to remember what you asked for, but...
Well, what happened to the shopping list?
The shopping list?
Yes, the shopping list.
I remember now.
Yeah, and?
There's this really fit bird moved into the starter homes on my round.
And you gave her our shopping list?
No, of course no, but... I might have accidentally written my mobile number on it and stuck it on a doorstep in an empty milk bottle.
Great.
Sorry, maybe I should get some curds done, eh?
At least tell me you remembered the bleach.
I did remember something about bleach, aye.
Good.
But what with your hair being blonde already, I thought it must be a mistake.
So you didn't get that either?
But on the plus side, I found these amazing boxes of chips. Miles better than oven chips. Done in seconds. Excuse me. All right, darling.
Oh, look, Ben, there's Rory and George.
Oh, great. See you later, Mum.
And be good.
He'd better, or Linda Snow will chuck him out.
Oh, no, he's very well behaved. You've no worries there.
Right, I'll see you later. Oh, and make sure you both wait indoors until your dad or I come to pick you up.
Of course.
Ruth, before you go, did I manage to persuade David, do you think?
I think so, Linda.
Wonderful. That's settled then.
He won't be here tonight, though. He's bonfire building.
Next week, then. Here's a copy of my revised schedule for him. I've highlighted his name in green. See?
It'll be great. Mum, you can test us both in our lines.
I knew I'd get roped in, too. Have a good one.
See you, Mum.
Bye. All right, children. Settle down, please. Now, listen. Oh, Harry, hello.
Oh, yeah?
You're half an hour early.
Yeah, I thought I'd spend some time learning my lines.
Well, good for you.
It's a bit quieter in here.
Thank you, children. Thank you. That was very good indeed. Now, I'd like you all to go with Hayley into the foyer and do a little bit more practicing until your mummies and daddies arrive.
I've been lying down. I'm tired, I am. I've packed his trunks for the trip to Japan.
Great Scott.
No, it's Jack.
Hear that now, Puss? What a brilliant notion. We could swap our hunger for a life on the ocean. I'd sweep, mop and clean, learn to tie a good knot. We'd see wondrous sights, glaciers cold, islands hot.
Bravo, Harry.
Oh, sorry, Linda, that wasn't meant for, public consumption.
Well, I realise that, but perhaps it should be.
Well, not yet.
Tell me, how would you feel about swapping the part of Idle Jack for that of Dick himself?
Wow.
I really think you have the ability to carry it off.
I thought it was the tradition that the male character was played by a girl, though.
Rules are meant to be broken, Harry. The secret to true creativity is flexibility.
Right.
So, will you think about it?
No, I'll say yes now.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that is good news.
Who are you going to get to play my part, though? Idle Jack?
Yes, oh dear. Fill one hole and another takes its place.
Although, I could make a quick call.
Could you?
Yeah, leave it with me.
Oh, you really are riding to my rescue tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, come along, please. Act one, scene two. Beginners on stage.
All right, Harry, mate.
Listen, I'm prepared to forget about the shopping incident earlier.
Very friendly, your pal. Cheers.
Yeah, as long as you do me a favour.
Oh, aye. What's that, then?
Linda's just asked me to be Dick Whittington in the panto.
Good luck to you, pal.
So, if I do that, will you take my old part over?
What? In the panto?
Yeah, Idle Jack.
Is this a wind-up?
No, I just...
Calling me Idle just because I forgot your hair bleach, you big girl. Look on your bike.
Yeah. Kenton, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Dave. I've come to offer my services.
Oh, well, Mike and I have got it pretty much covered, I think.
Oh, no, not for tonight. I'm working. I've got to get straight back to Jack's.
Oh, right.
I bought these.
What's that? Hey, fireworks.
Yeah, I wanted to make a contribution.
Oh. Blimey. There must be a couple of hundred quid's worth there. Yeah,
and the rest.
Phew. Yeah,
worth every penny, hopefully.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, mate. They'll go down a treat tomorrow night, especially with the kids. Yeah.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when we did the firework display?
Hey, never bettered in the annals of Ambridge history.
Yeah, we did everyone proud.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, as this is the first bonfire night without Sid...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know... For Jolene and Fallon's sake, we should do him proud, huh? Don't you think?
Oh! All right, Caroline.
Hello, Jolene. I was on my way to see you.
Oh? How's your uncle?
Oh, he's not too good, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still very shocked and shaken up.
Well, he will be. A fall ain't easy to get over at his age.
No. And his ribs are going to take quite a while to mend.
Oh.
He's got osteoporosis, you see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's had it for quite a while, so his bones are quite brittle.
Oh, dear.
And he's worried people will think he can't cope, of course.
Oh, there's always something in there.
Oh, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything okay, Jolene?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Well, was there something you wanted?
Oh, Alan came in to see you earlier in the week, didn't he?
Oh. Yeah, that's about the race night.
Yeah, that's it.
Eddie and Jazz were on about it in the pub last night. There's loads of people looking forward to it.
Ooh, it's really taking off.
Yeah, and they got you involved too.
Well, Grey Gables is sponsoring the first race.
Oh.
So when I rang Alan about it, he asked me if I'd contact other local businesses and put it to them too.
Oh, right. And now you got lumbered with the refreshments and all?
Alan just asked me if I'd give you a gentle nudge about prices for the glass hire and the bottles of beer and the soft drinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just haven't had a chance this week.
That's okay.
Things are a bit hectic at the moment, getting ready for the bonfire tonight.
Oh, yes, of course.
Look, I can't get my head round it today. Will over the weekend do?
Oh, yeah, just drop me a quick email.
Yeah, okay, I will do.
Well, Oliver and I'll see you later for the bonfire party then.
Right.
How's your mum doing?
Oh, she's doing really great. Yeah, she's gone out there now, taking a tray of pigs in blankets to the food table.
Oh, right.
I'm really proud of her. She's worked really hard all week. There you go.
Oh, cheers. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm always okay. No need to worry about me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi. Hi, Harry.
How's it going?
Yeah, all right, yeah. Your brother's just lit the bonfire. It's really taken off.
All right, well, better get out there then and see what's what.
But your change?
Yeah. Thanks.
See you in a bit.
See ya.
Can you do me a favour, Harry? Take those Guy Fawkes fizzes over to Susan and Clary.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Is Jamie coming down?
Yes, he's here already somewhere. He's waiting for Marty and the others to arrive.
Oh, I saw Helen this afternoon.
Oh, did you?
It's the first time I've seen her for a while. She does look well.
Yes.
Being pregnant suits her.
Pat said she'd hurt her knee.
Yes, so she said. That's why she was up at Grey Gables.
Oh, was she?
In the health club. Well, in the pool, to be precise.
Ah, was she?
And looking every inch the professional swimmer. She had hand paddles and floats and pool boys. You'd have thought she was in training for some competition.
Oh, that's Helen. She never does things by half.
She even asked me if I could get some lane ropes put in the pool.
Lane ropes?
Yeah, you know, she wants to separate a lane off for serious swimmers. Oh. So they can do lengths without children bumping into them or whatever.
I see.
Jolene, these are great.
Oh, good. Freda will be pleased.
I've just sent Oliver over to get another couple.
Oh,
I think you might need another tray.
Yeah, they do seem to be going down well.
Dave, yeah, I'll be over in a minute to sort those Catherine wheels out, OK?
I'll just go inside and get another of these shandy sparklers, I think.
Reese has invented another couple of cocktails and all, Kathy. You give them a try.
Yeah, I will.
He sounds quite a fine.
Yeah, he's really keen.
Evening, ladies.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Well, it's all going with a swing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, where on earth's Oliver with the food? Excuse me, I better go and see if he needs a hand.
Right. See you later. Mm-hmm. Well, if there's anything you need me to do, Jolene, just say.
Oh, yeah. You might live to regret that offer. I can come up with a list, you know.
Oh, a challenge, eh? Yeah, well, bring it on. Oh, here we go. Fireworks have started.
Some magic about fireworks, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's plenty more where that came from.
Very good of you to bring so many.
No problem.
Right. Well, I'd best get back behind the bar.
Do you need some help with those logs, Kenton?
Oh, no, you're all right, thanks. Mike and I have got it covered.
Okay. And then one year my dad had this brilliant brainwave.
Yeah, what was that?
Of nailing this huge Catherine wheel to the shed door.
Well, that would work.
Actually, got stuck after about 5 seconds, carried on burning and set the door on fire.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, did he have to get the fire brigade out?
Ah, luckily my mum had the garden hose on standby.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she knew what to expect from experience, I reckon.
I guess it's a bit different when you were a kid then.
Yeah, but this is great. Much safer.
Yeah. Oh, I wish Martin and the others would hurry up. They're missing all the fireworks.
I expect you can see some of these rockets from miles around.
Yeah, probably.
You don't mind if I leave you for a bit, do you?
No, of course not.
I just should go and see if Fallon needs a hand.
Oh, no, you go.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Yeah, bye. Whoa.
Oh. Hiya, Jamie. Enjoying the display?
It's okay.
Well, it's great to see you. I missed you on Sunday at the Halloween party.
I had stuff to do.
Ah, right. Well, you missed out on a great night. How's school?
Okay.
Yeah? Oh, good. Can I get you something to drink?
I'm okay.
Something to eat? Josh recommends the Cinder Toffee.
No, thanks. Hey, Marty! Marty, over here! Oh, where have you been? You missed some seriously wicked rockets.
Now, what can I get you, Caroline?
Oh, can I have 3 pints of Shires, a vodka tonic, and a large dry white, please, Jolene?
You can. Now, how are they doing out there?
Oh, the fireworks are finished, but the bonfire's still going strong.
Oh, and there's still people out there?
Yeah, quite a few, actually. But our party's come indoors.
Oh, did you manage to find some seats?
Yes, right by the fire, too. They'd literally just been vacated by Tom and Brenda.
They're probably off into Borchester.
Ooh, the only problem with bonfires is you get as close as you can, your front gets lovely and toasty, but your back stays freezing.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, you go and warm up and I'll bring them over to you.
Oh, would you, Jolene?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
There you go. Where's Nick?
Oh, she's still in the ploughman's. She's been in there all night so far.
Oh, I gave her 10 minutes earlier. Oh. Just to watch some of the fireworks with Will and the kids.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry, can I just get through? Can I just get past, thanks? These are the empties from the beer gardens.
Oh, nights like these, I'm so glad I'm not smoking.
Yeah, definitely. Everything all right, Jillie?
Yeah. You can carry this lot over to Caroline in a minute, yeah?
Yeah, no worries.
So go on. How are the panto rehearsals? Did you know we've got a new star in the village, Mum?
Yeah.
Oh, last night was a real laugh. I mean, you should have been there, Fallon. Once Linda had given me the part of Dick, she wanted to get stuck in on rehearsing me. But, of course, we've got no Alice yet. She's Dick's love interest.
Oh, right, yeah.
So she had to ask Sabrina Thwaite to read in. Of course, Sabrina was all sulky because Linda hadn't given her the part in the first place. Yeah. And, well, we soon found out why when it came to the first song. Oh, never heard anything like it.
A chicken being put through a mangle, I think, was how Eddie described it.
Yeah, none of us could keep a straight face.
Oh, sounds like you're really having fun. done.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it does.
Mum, you all right?
Look, I think I'll take my break when I've done these.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Well, you go up now and I'll finish the order for you. What was it?
A vodka tonic and a large dry white wine.
Go on, you look shattered.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Well, you can call it a night if you like.
No, no, look, I'll have a coffee upstairs and I'll see how I get on, right?
All right.
Thanks.
She be all right?
Yeah, she's just overdone it a bit this week.
Fallon? Can me and my mates have some drinks?
Yeah, give me a minute.
That's all right, I'll get them.
Three lemonades and an orange juice, cheers.
Okay, coming up.
And some crisps.
Flavour?
Any.
Cheese and onion and beef, do you?
Oh, yeah, fine. Mum will pay for these, by the way.
No problem. Getting in touch.
Hiya.
It's Kenton.
Oh, well, come in.
Hiya. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Just having a bit of a break, that's all. Yeah. Well, come in. Sit down.
Oh, thanks. Is it all right if I shift this stuff over?
Oh, yeah. You stick it on the table.
Right. Oh. So, you okay then?
Yeah, tonight's just taking it out of me, that's all. I'll be fine after a good night's sleep. Oh, did you want a coffee or out?
Oh, no, I've got a pint waiting for me downstairs, thanks. Oh. Yeah, Dave's just got them in as a thank you for helping out with the fireworks.
Well, don't let me keep you from your hard-earned beer.
It'll keep. Oh, and if it starts going flat, I'm sure my little bro will do me the favour of drinking it for me.
Yeah, well, you make sure he buys you another one then.
Hey, don't you worry about that.
You know what? I'm glad that's over with for this year.
Yeah, well, the first year is 12 months of first, isn't it?
Yeah. They've all got to be faced while I'm on public display.
I can't imagine how hard that must be.
Well, what about you and Kathy?
Oh.
I saw you was giving each other a wide berth tonight.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's just easier like that, I think.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, it's a funny time to go through. It's a bit like grief, really.
Well, it is in a way. I mean, you're grieving for a future that might have been and now ain't going to happen. Well, it's going to be a big adjustment.
Yeah. Yeah, not that I'm comparing mine and Kathy's relationship to yours and Sid's.
No, but still, it was a long-term relationship like ours.
Yeah. But Sid was the love of your life, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Whereas Kathy and we had our moments. And I still think that she's, you know, great in many ways. But, well, if we've grown apart and split, that must be because the cracks were there from the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Kenton.
Yeah, well, in many ways, we're like chalk and cheese. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, maybe.
No, my biggest regret is Jamie. I don't think he wants anything more to do with me.
Oh, no.
No, the awful thing about it is that this time it was just that life got in the way.
Look, you've just got to give him time.
Oh, no, I don't intend to give up on him.
I admire that, Kenton.
You know, that would be the worst thing that could happen if I went out of his life as well.
You've just got to keep at it. You know, Sid, he fought long and hard to win Fallon over, and in the end, she said he'd been more of a father to her than her own dad.
Oh. Well, I would never dream of taking Sid's place for Jamie.
No.
But, well, you know, I just hope that I can be some kind of positive presence in his life.
Look, I'm sure it'll all work out.
Well, thank you for your encouragement.
No, I mean it.
Oh, and thanks for listening to me, going on when it was me who came here to try and make you feel better.
Well, you stick around, Kenton Archer. You get plenty of chances to pay me back.